The People Power Party, which backs exiled former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, won a majority of the parliament's 480 seats. But the victory was not as overwhelming as exit polls originally reported. Without an outright majority, the PPP must form a coalition government led by Thaksin supporters who have pledged to bring the ousted leader back, something analysts say the military will likely try to prevent. Thaksin was ousted after opponents accused him of corruption, abuse of power, and a lack of respect for the highly revered Thai king. The election on Sunday was a no-confidence vote by Thais who expressed frustration with the military's handling of the economy and other affairs over the past 15 months since the coup. This voter in Bangkok said he cast a ballot not so much in favor of any particular party, but against those who staged the coup. He says the time since the coup has been very, very bad, especially in regard to the economy. Analysts say the vote was a lesson to the coup makers. However, they say it remains unclear whether the military, the urban elite, and the bureaucratic establishment will accept Thaksin's return to Thai politics. Military leaders promised to accept the initial election results, but whether they remain on the sidelines in the crucial coming weeks in which a government will be formed is another question. Thitinan Pongsudhirak is a professor of politics at Bangkok's Chulalongkorn University.
It remains to be seen now how they play their future role. They want to remain involved in politics somehow, but they know that the days of the coup may be numbered. This is a predicament for the military, but it also provides a lot of uncertainty for Thailand.
The long-existing Democrat Party, which has the implicit support of the military, has come in with the second-largest majority. If in the next few days Thaksin supporters are unable to form a coalition government, the Democrat Party could line up the other small parties behind it. Analysts note that would create an unstable government because the PPP would still control almost half of the parliament. Observers warn that having an ineffective government in place could bring more turmoil and create conditions for renewed intervention by the military. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.